أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أن هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. وما أصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين وليعلم الذين نافقوا وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss today verses number 165, 166 and number 167 of Surah Al-Imran, continuing once again with the Battle of Uhud. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when they had seen the difficulty that they had gone through, the disaster that they had gone through, they began to ask the question, why all of this? Where had all of this come from? And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, that why when a single disaster had afflicted you, قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا, the reality is this, that you had afflicted double the difficulty upon them, upon the Quraysh. Qultum anna hadha, you ask, where has this come from? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, Qul huwa min indi anfusikum, it has befallen you from your own selves. You ask this question, that this disaster had come upon you. The first thing you need to understand is when you ask this question, that here you had lost approximately 70 shuhada, 70 sahaba had become shaheed. Yes, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself was injured. There were other sahaba who had also become injured. But you had forgotten the fact that you yourselves have also afflicted pain upon the Quraysh. That go back 1 year at the time of the Battle of Badr, you had also taken the lives of the Quraysh, 70 of them. 70 of them had become prisoners of war. You had also afflicted pain upon them. So what you had lost, you had afflicted double the pain. But put together with all of that, you still ask that where has all of this come from? Qultum anna hadha. So the simple reply to all of this is, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, say to your beloved Sahaba that this was all from amongst yourselves, from within yourselves, this disaster had come to you. How? Number one was that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had arranged those Sahaba on the mountain pass, then they did not fully conform to the order of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And of course, they not conforming to the order of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was as though everyone had not conformed to the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now again, at the time of the Battle of Badr, when you held those prisoners in your hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given the choice that either you take the ransom, and if you take the ransom and you free them, that in lieu of them you are going to have exactly the same amount of shuhada and martyrs. So there were 70 that you had freed, and in lieu of that you are going to have 70 shuhada. So you agreed to all of that, you had freed them, and in lieu of that, you had now 70 shuhada. So this had come from within yourselves. It was, so to say, an agreement that you had made with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ, it had come from yourselves. when you made mashura with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had given you the choice, go out of the city of Madina Munawwara and fight, or remain in the city and defend Madina Munawwara. You had taken up the choice of going out of the city and fighting. So, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ, say it was from yourself. This was the choice that you had taken. But all of that put together, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has power over all things. Now this was, in actual fact, all that had happened was the outward reason to it. Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ, and whatever had afflicted you the day when the two armies had met, فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, it was by the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It was going to happen. It was the order of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Such was what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had already ordained. Such was what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had already ordered. It was in the taqdeer, pre-ordainment of Allah Ta'ala. It was going to happen like that. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala might know, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would show who are the true believers. 1400 years thereafter, when we read the history of it all, then we will say that these were the ashab of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those were the munafiqeen who turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا, and so that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may know, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will show those who had had nifaq, those who had had hypocrisy, and hence this is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed the distinction between the two groups. This is how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had ordained it, and this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed the distinction between the two groups. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَوِدَفَعُوا. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses before the battle of Uhud, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had eventually made the decision that we go out of Medina Munawwara and we fight. Obviously, the munafiqun, the hypocrites, were not happy with the decision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So en route towards Uhud, they had decided that they would turn away and leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and his group of people. Now they decided to move away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. So when they decided to do this, it was said to them that come fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or at least if you do not want to fight in the path of Allah ta'ala, then awidafa'u, at least stand there and defend Madina Munawwara. Defending Madina Munawwara will be defending your own homes, it will be defending your own people. At least the Quraysh will not be able to enter Madina Munawwara. They will be benefit for the people of Madina Munawwara, at least that much you will be able to do. This is the reference that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making. قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ. So the response to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that if we knew about battle, then we would have certainly followed you. Now there's two meanings. Here either they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not know how to fight, and hence we cannot come with you. So if we knew how to fight, then we would have followed you and we would have come. Or alternatively, the more appropriate meaning was this, that we are such small numbers, we are all together 1,000, and they, the Quraysh, are 3,000, so there is no real battle here. If we had known this to be a battle, then we would have followed you. Here there is no real battle, here it is more like an attempt of suicide rather than a battle, so hence we do not know this as a battle, and hence we cannot follow you. هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. They were on kufr on that day closer than they were on iman. On that particular day, when they made the statement, to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were closer to kufr than they were to iman. Normally the munafiq were half-half, they were in between. But when they made this statement to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and when they departed and they took their forces out from the forces of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, saying all of this, then they were closer to kufr, then they were closer to iman. And hence Allah Ta'ala says, يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They said with their tongues that which was not in their hearts. In other words, they knew exactly what the situation was, but they did not show it out, that they did not want to fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the first instance, they had no intention of fighting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They had no intention of going out. They had known at the time of Badr that Sahaba had gone out, there was booty, and that is what they had really pursued, and that is what they wanted, the material gain of this world. Wallahu a'lamu bima yaktumun. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best what they had concealed in their hearts, and that was only the love of this material world, and of course never the desire to give their lives in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.